It is the Migs Cast. I'm Steve Migs. And holy crap, look who's here. It's my good friend Top Shelf. Yeah. The mighty Million Dollar Man.
Okay.
The Reverend Enfuego.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody's favorite, Mono Nick.
Can I borrow some money, Rev?
No, get away from me.
I can't believe we got the whole family here. It's been a while since we've been doing one with all four of us.
Well, Caesar's not in here.
That's a good point. And Toppy does not like Mexicans.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
It's true, man. Every time the Mexicans come, Toppy's nowhere to be found.
Missing out on those tamales.
Like one in three with those guys.
I know. Isn't that funny? And we had all those plans when because they're all Broncos fans. They all, like, I mean.
Right.
It's Steve, Guido, and Caesar are Broncos fans. And Toppy and I were going to wear our Bronco Buster shirts on the day that they came in.
Guido, Augustine, and Caesar.
Yeah, Steve and Guido are the same person.
Guido and Caesar, I said. But no, Augustine's not a Broncos fan. That's why I didn't say his name.
Oh, the Amigos. I was thinking the Amigos.
Yeah, well, you know what? You guys want to just be so quick to correct.
Well,
you don't realize what we're talking about. Maybe you guys should listen to the full sentence.
Fair point.
Yeah, those three did come in, but two of them are Broncos fans. Yeah. Toppy were gonna F and I were gonna F with them, but Toppy didn't show up and I forgot to put the shirt on.
So it's probably better that way.
So all we had to deal with was those guys wearing Broncos jerseys. It was just great. My brain is a little mush today, I'm gonna admit. I'm back from Spokane.
Congratulations, physically, you made it back in one piece.
Mentally, I think I'm still in Spokane. Holy crap, fellas. It was an awesome weekend. I just want to give a huge thank you to Levi and everybody that's involved with Lion Pride Music and party buses. They're fine clients now. I mean, fine sponsors of our radio station. They do some advertising, but also they are great friends, and they always hook us up and take us to Spokane and back and get us home safely. If you ever need a party bus, I highly recommend them. They do it up. Yeah. And I'm not saying highly, emphasis highly, because it says stoner chick on the bus, because there's a stoner chick apparel, and they advertise that.
Oh,
which
okay.
Was funny.
Now that makes sense.
Because some random woman comes to us in Spokane and is like, hey, is that your bus? And we're like, yeah. I just took a picture in front of it, in front of that stoner chick sign. And I'm like, oh, this girl's a pothead. No, it turns out her last name's Stoner. And that's why she took the picture.
Funnier.
Right.
Yo, you smoke weed? No.
Props to Rich, our bus driver. That guy is the man. Grizz. Chris, the cameraman. There's going to be a video that's going to be like a documentary of the weekend.
A donkumentary?
Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Love it.
You know what the funny thing is? So he was asleep before any of the parties happened. So it's just going to be about us playing terrible hockey.
And being hungover. Why are these guys hungover all the time? We don't have any footage of that.
Yeah, no B-roll.
There's like one point where like, dude, it was a great week. Weekend. It was a great time. Oddly enough, we won our very first game.
That sucks, because then you got to be play early the next day, right?
Our next game, we played at 8:30 in the morning. We didn't stop partying. But man, dude, so we're playing this game, and I'm wasted, right? Because we just took a bus ride for 7, maybe 8 hours. It takes us forever to get to Spokane in that bus because bathroom breaks and
oh yeah,
you know, it took us like 3 hours just to get out of out of Tacoma, because you know we're stopping at Clear Choice Cannabis, we're doing this,
Chick-fil-A,
yeah, just all this stuff. So we get there and we're hammered, and we play a game at 6:30. And we're playing this team that looks like they're going to be really good, They're supposedly a really good team, but somehow we beat them. We beat them.
They pulled the donkeys?
You know what? No, they were sober. They were annoyed with us.
Oh.
Because they were trying really hard. I played, apparently, one of my best games ever.
How much of that do you remember?
I remember a couple of saves. But we won 5-4, and I guess in like the last like 10 minutes, they were getting shots on. Then the next game, we play at 8:30 in the morning, and we're like, and this team, we could tell, are all a bunch of former Totems, which is like a junior hockey team around here.
This is serious business for them.
And I know a couple of the guys, and I'm just like, I'm talking to them, and I'm like, this is going to be easy for you guys, man. I can't even see right now.
I'd say have a good game, but I'm pretty sure you're going to. Yeah.
And like, our team, we only have like 7 guys playing.
Oh.
Like, we didn't bring a lot of dudes. We brought other people like Ted and Grizz and a bunch of people, but as far as players, we barely had a bench. We look at their bench. It's packed. They have more guys on their bench than we have just as a team.
Can't you just like get Grizz up there and just strap some pads on him and stick him in front of the
He's the enforcer.
The
don't screw
yeah.
with us.
Yeah.
I know, right? Grizz is a big boy. You guys know Grizz.
Yeah.
So anyway, now that game, we're thinking, and I remember talking to those guys, and I guess even a guy on our bench, like one of our players, overheard them going, guys, their goalie's really hungover. Just shoot the puck at him. Just shoot the puck at him. Like they won, you know, they were clearly wanting to win. So we play them, And they weren't a bad team. They were actually really good. Again, and even the guys on our team are like, what are, like, whatever you're doing, maybe you should do during the regular season. Like, you might go, because even the other team, I talked to them after the fact, they're like, I think we had maybe 50 to 60 shots on you. And we lost, I think we lost 6-5 or 5-4.
Wow.
I think it was 5-4, I believe it was.
Dang.
Like,
dude,
we almost won the game. We were up 2-0 at one point. And it was like, save, save. To the point where, like, there were, like, all these, like younger dudes that were watching our game. There's a lot of people watching because it's just, like, you know, when you're not playing, you're watching friends and family. It's a big event. It's not just the players, like, girls and girlfriends and parents, kids. It's, I don't know why you bring kids to this mess, but some people do. I'm looking over and there's, like,
all
these.
They don't have a babysitter.
That's a good point. I'm looking at all these young dudes. They're banging on the glass after every save I make. Now it's getting me more amped. I'm like, oh, man, I'm the freaking guy.
Steve's getting scouted.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Dude, and afterwards I see, I run into one of the guys. He's like, bro, I don't know how you guys. Like, we had maybe 10 shots. I think we scored on half of our shots.
That's awesome.
It was hilarious. Turns to find out, like, so we lose that game. And it worked out great because had we lost the first game, apparently with the way the schedule was this year, and if we lost that next game, which we did, we would have had to have played on Sunday.
Ooh.
But by winning that first game, we were able to play another game at 4:15 on Saturday and get all our games out of the way.
Oh, so you doubled up.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it was painful to, you know, get the gear off, go out drinking some more, and then come
back
and
back play, and put it back on.
Play some more hockey. And that game, we just got annihilated. I ran into our buddy JT from Clover Jane and a bunch of other bands. We've had him on the podcast. And he was in town doing a show. So he's like, I'm going to come watch you guys. And I looked at him before the game. I go, look, I don't know about the other team, but I'm pretty sure you're going to watch two teams purposely trying to lose this game because neither one of us want to play on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that other team wasn't trying to lose. They were actually trying to win. They had a great team name. They were called the Banana Hammocks.
Nice.
I guess it's a bunch of former Spokane.
Strippers?
Yeah. No, Spokane hockey team. Eastern Washington hockey players.
Oh, okay, cool.
They beat us like 9-1.
Ooh,
just
wow.
Crushed us. Like, I mean, I faced a lot of shots, but I wasn't making any good saves either. Those guys, they were cool dudes, though. You could tell, like, they were like, okay, we know what we're playing.
Yeah.
We don't have to try super hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, goal differential does matter in this tournament.
Like, it can help you. You do want to, like, run up the score a little bit.
Right. So, I mean, they wanted to be cool, but they also wanted to move on and go further in the. So how about this, though? We find out on the way back, the team that made it to the championships and wound up losing to Hockey Source, which is a team that plays in a lot of tournaments, and they always win. They've won three straight. They win a bunch of other tournaments. The team that played was a team that we barely beat on Saturday morning.
Wow.
They made it to the finals.
Wow.
Like, if we actually were somewhat rested, and, well, maybe not me.
Team.
I think I should continue to play the way I played because I played.
You got to get hammered and get out there.
I got to get all effed up.
Block all of them.
Yeah, give me whatever. I'll put it in my system. I'm ready to stop pucks. But I thought that was just kind of funny that, like, we almost beat the team that made it to the finals.
It's weird how those things work out, man.
And we didn't have to play on Sunday, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
That way we could get up whenever and just get the F out of town.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun. I'll probably talk more about some of the other stuff on the Megacast, so be sure to listen this week with Ted. And how about this for a tease? So I'll give you a shortened version of it, and I'll probably get into more detail with Ted because he was on the bus when all this drama happened.
Drama.
So Friday night, we're partying. Someone on the team invited just these random girls on the bus. No big deal.
I'm
DJ Steve. I'm playing Turbulence. Yeah. You know, Lil Jon. We've had Turbulence. Doing that.
Oh, no.
We've got Band-Aids, people.
We might have played that Mikey Avalon, My D song. You know, the song that's from Office Space.
Yeah.
I might have played that 6 or 7 times in one day. Such a great song.
Oh.
So these girls come on, and the minute they come on, they're just grade A jerks.
No.
Like, one of them actually says, wow, you guys look rapey. And I look at her and go, well, why are you coming on the bus?
Why are you here? You might want to just leave now.
We're just a bunch of dudes hanging out. We didn't even invite you on the bus. I don't even know who invited you, but okay.
Parents taught her right in Spokane, huh?
Oh, dude. They were just jerks, right? And finally, Munson said something to them.
I love it. I can only imagine what he said.
Might have said, hey, Or he said, I just want to give you a piece of advice, and then proceeded to tell her that he would see her next Tuesday.
Yeah.
She storms off. Her two friends also storm off. The other two friends were all right, although one of them was kind of a bitch to me, and I didn't even want to talk to any of them. I just wanted to DJ and be wasted, right? But she's like asking me questions. She's like, so you have any kids? I'm like, no. She's like, you're married? I'm like, yeah, how long? I'm like, I don't know, like 5 or so years. And she's like, oh, you don't have kids yet? I'm like,
whoa.
No, but maybe. Like, she's grilling me, and I'm like, I don't know, eventually. And then she goes, well, how old are you? I'm like, 41. How old's your wife? I'm like, 28. And she gives me the hairiest eyeball that I've ever, like nice. The look of, like, she just ate poop. Like, she was disgusted. Looks at me, and then turns her head and does not speak to me for the rest of the time on the bus.
Wow.
Won't even look
at you.
Right? Like, as if I just...
Yeah, right? I mean...
Right,
really
I'm the awful married guy that's not even talking to you, and you're the married woman that's hollering at one of the guys on my team. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Judgy.
And come to find out, and I'll explain to you why, like, she was I'm in my mid-20s. Well, turns out, because they contacted us on Facebook, and I'll explain that in a second.
She's 37 years old.
She's got a 15-year-old kid.
Oh.
So when did you have that kid?
Yeah.
When you were?
She was 12.
9 or 10.
Right. Yeah. I mean, everybody has kids when they're 9 or 10. And I was trying to tell the guy on my team that was talking to her, I'm like, she's at least 35. Yeah. He's like, no, man, she said she was 28. Or late 20s, she said. I'm like, there's no way. I could see it in her face. She was not. And the way she acted eyes. Towards me when I said that my girl is 28, this woman is definitely over 35. But so we get a message on Instagram. So Munson tells these girls to see you next Tuesday and all that fun stuff. They get off in a huff. Mm. You know, I'm like, Munson, maybe that was the wrong thing to say, but I don't disagree with you saying it. They were complete jerks to us from the minute they walked, and none of us know who invited them on the bus. Like, none of
and
us.
And at that point, no one's going to admit it.
Well, I think it was someone in the bar, and they never made it back to the bar in time because it didn't last very long. Well, when the girl gets up and leaves, she leaves her wallet behind. Perfect. Now, one of the guys on our team hit up a girl on Tinder, and she just got on the bus as well. That girl sits down and sits on the wallet and goes, hey, I think those girls left their wallet. Is this whose wallet? Like, because it's a girl wallet. It's a purse wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, ain't ours. Like, and so the girl, the Tinder girl that was on our bus is like, all right, she runs off the bus to try and find the girls. We're like, go find them. They just got off the bus like a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
She comes back, she's like, I couldn't find them. And then she opens up the purse and she looks through some stuff and she finds like an ID. And we're like, yeah, hit her up on Facebook or something, try and track her down. And she's like, all right, I'll take care of it. So we think everything's fine. We don't see this girl again.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I wake up to a text from one of our guys on Instagram, on Twitter, and on our Facebook. We have a message from one of the girls accusing us of stealing the money that was in the wallet that was returned because the girl, the Tinder girl, according to them, and I mean, I don't know who to believe, the Tinder girl told them when she returned the wallet, yeah, the guy, the hockey team guys, they all said, let's keep the money. So they took the money.
Oh, wow. That's...
Right.
Yeah, these stupid bitches being drama queens. Yeah, you're just going to believe that. Ugh.
Dude, so like we're like, look, we never even, and I swear on my life, I was there and I witnessed it. That's why I'll probably talk a little bit more in detail with Ted about it and read the messages and all that. But I saw with my own two eyes, the only person that touched the wallet was the Tinder girl. Right? So we're like, look, we wrote him back kindly and just said, look, you're barking up the wrong tree. We're sorry that happened. We're not thieves. We didn't steal your money. And also, why would we take money from somebody when they walked on a bus that has on the outside in giant letters, follow us on Twitter and everywhere else, at Tacoma Donkeys.
Yeah, like, here's our info.
Right, like, why would we want to risk that? Like, that just seems ridiculous. So their response was, oh, so you're telling me the sweet girl that's a law student from Gonzaga traveled all the way to Coeur d'Alene to bring us the wallet back but took the money. And
maybe for gas money, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The guy on our team that was trying to hook up with her tried to get her to come out on Saturday night. She said, no, I have to go back to Coeur d'Alene because it's a funeral to attend. So she was already going back to that area. It wasn't like as if she drove out of her way.
Yeah.
I'm not... And this is where I'm torn. I don't know if I should be blaming the girl that returned the wallet, or is it the girls that were on the bus trying to get back at us for...
That's what it just totally sounds like, man. And it's just like...
So we're trying to get our guy that's not even really on our team. He was just filling in because we needed an extra player. But he's a buddy of ours, and I know that he wouldn't have done anything shady. He's an upstanding good dude, right? Solid dude. He's like the guy that you know like will say things honestly where he should actually lie, but always is just honest. So we're trying to get him to reach out to this girl that he met on Tinder to get her side of the story. And just be like, hey, look, they're accusing us, not accusing her of stealing the money. We'll just be like, hey, they're accusing us of taking the money. Is this? Did you really tell them that we took the money? And see what she has to say.
Yeah.
But it's just been a headache all day. Like, all of us are dealing with these girls. They're writing us on Facebook. We're trying to respond. And then they're like, well, why don't you guys just give the money back and we could just water under the bridge? We're like, we're not giving anybody any money because, A, they're like, well, how about all of you chip in? We'll chip in, too, to help the girl get her money back, the friend of theirs.
How much money was in the
200
wallet?
Bucks.
What the heck?
She got it from babysitting.
Of course.
According to them.
Well, of course.
She's a poor
again.
Dental hygiene student.
I mean, that sucks, but that's a life lesson. Like, keep your wallet in your purse.
And don't be a jerk to people.
I'm sorry, they live in Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, wherever the heck it is.
Dude, it's so hard. And it's so hard.
They're going to sue you for this $200? Like, what's coming down the pike for?
And we're all trying to be respectful. Like, we told Munson he can't respond. So we're trying to handle it like adults, and be, even though they keep taking shots at us, like, who are we supposed to believe? This, and they show us the picture of the girl because they're on Facebook. We're like, oh, so based on the picture, because she's a pretty girl, she's not a thief. There's no chance.
Much.
Right. And they're like, who do we believe? The law student or the team, a team that claims themselves to be the greatest beer league team in the known universe?
And you've already told us that we look rapey, so there's no way you're going to believe us, even if we...
Oh, trust me. She was like, are you trying to say that this girl is a liar? And I wanted to be like, hey, you look like a pleasant woman, but you lied about your age. I'm sure your husband would love to know. I didn't.
You
like,
should have.
Oh, dude, we're trying to take the high road.
That'll come. I get it.
But
you have to put the foot down.
I'm not the only one that's commenting. It will come, Toppy. You're right. If they keep pushing buttons, one of our guys is going to snap and be like, hey, so how did you have a kid that's 15 when you're 20, late 20s? Are you lying to us? Did your husband know that you were hollering at one of our dudes? Like, I mean, like, don't be Miss Innocent Pure Girl when you're just as flawed as the thief
that took
the money.
It was
apparently
that chick that lost her wallet.
No, she's fighting on behalf of her sister-in-law who lost the wallet.
Gotcha. I was going to be like, man, should have opened it up just to get the truth on the age.
Right? No, dude, trust me. Like, that was a big debate after they left. I'm like, I'm telling you, she is not in her 20s. There's no way in hell. And I'm not saying that because she was a bitch to me. I'm positive. That she's not in her 20s, but it's just such a he said she said battle. And like, finally I was just like, we're like, yo, there's obviously, we have a certain view of what happened. You are going to believe this girl who, if she did say that she stole the money, I'm positive of it. I mean, nobody on our team touched the wallet. Like, it was in her hands the minute they left and never left her hands. So, of course, there's got to be drama.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose situation at this point.
Dude, it was like, and like, we're all talking. I'm like, it's like, man, like, I even said to, like, when I responded, I'm like, it's a shame that, like, we all had a fun night. It's a shame that now all of a sudden we're dealing with somebody stealing money because it's bullcrap. Yeah. I mean, it sucks that, hey, we're being blamed. And I don't get it, but like, okay, if you're a dumb broad, with all due respect, you're probably like, oh, these guys are just drunk, idiot hockey guys. Of course they would steal money out of a wallet. But what does it serve us to take $200?
And they're not even looking like putting the mirror back on themselves and realizing what they could potentially come across as being a group of drunk single women stumbling onto these rapey looking guys as bus.
Right.
Like, what kind of decisions are those?
Dude, like, we were blown away. Like, when, and they said that about, like, they were like kind of pointing it towards Ted. And it was just like, Ted's just like not even talking to them. And he was just, because he was wearing a light up hoodie. Yeah, you know, we had the light up hoodies. Him and I were pretending to be Daft Punk when we were DJing. And you're like, yeah, you look all rapey with your light up hoodie. It's like, how is that rapey?
And you're like,
my gosh. I haven't heard that word.
It's such a crappy word to throw out there to a group of dudes that are really not, none of us really wanted them on the bus.
I would have kicked them all out after they used that word, just because I'm like, look, you're throwing around a word, and I don't even want to deal with this.
It's funny you say it, because that was my first instinct, was just to be like, get the F off our bus.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, well, some of the guys are single. They probably do like the fact that there are girls on the bus, so I'm like, whatever. Yeah.
No,
and like, when the girl, like, turned her head on me and refused to acknowledge that I existed anymore, because like the way the bus is set up, the DJ booth, and then right in front of it is like a bench seating. It's all around the bus. So right in front of me, even though it's a giant wall in a sense, is that's where she's sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So she does that, and I just start laughing. And I'm like, you're really just now you're mad at me because I'm married to a younger woman. Okay.
Wow.
And so I just went back to just not even paying attention.
Perfect.
Until I saw Munson start talking, and then I'm like, I need to pay attention. So yeah, that was our weekend. How about you guys, man? I didn't see you all week. Anything crazy going on in your guys' world? Steal any money, boys?
No money stolen. No. Went to NorthWestCon this year again and still
get all
did
hammed
the,
up.
Yep. Did the KY Jelly Wrestling referee.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. Always always fun to do that. And exposed my friends to the world of this rap star called Stitches.
Oh, I like selling blue.
Yes.
We listened to that song.
Brick in your face.
Brick in your face. Put your brick in your face.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy is insane. This guy, we were debating whether or not the legitimacy of this man, because he's from Southern Florida. Well, Southern Florida. He's from Florida. Maybe
that's
the northern
part. That's where all the cocaine
part.
Comes in
so
the country.
So funny,
dude. Yeah. And he's a white dude who's got...
Cocaine's white.
Like this just huge grill. He's got an AK-47 tattooed on his cheek.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Because that proves that he doesn't use any pistols.
The song has 13 million views on YouTube.
Guns. Yeah. He loves selling blow.
Buying this. I think it's true.
There is a part in the song where it just breaks down with him yelling, I love selling blow.
He's got a song. Okay. Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it? It's gonna be stuck in my brain.
I love this song. The video's great too. Yeah, what you gonna do?
Hey, it's like the whitest DMX you'll ever find.
I was going to say, he doesn't sound white.
Better have his money when he comes to collect.
Yeah.
If they had him contact us, we might give up the $200.
True. And the brick isn't like a red brick.
No, it's a brick of cocaine, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Well, yeah, that's like,
pay up.
Yeah. Thanks to John Madden of drug references.
Yeah, that's about as much as you can play there without getting it bleeped a million times.
Oh, here comes I got to find the part.
Okay. He sings songs about F the police. He's gonna fly first class with his kilos in his bag.
And it even says on the video, when he's singing that part where he says, I love selling blow, in big letters, it says the word blow.
Blow.
It flashes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy is awesome. Stitches.
Brick
in your face official video.
So, yeah. So
that's so funny. We were jamming on that as well.
And that turned into, I was talking to someone on Thursday night about it and just thinking that no one had ever heard of this guy. Oh, no. People have heard him. And then it turned into, well, we got to play it. And then his song's playing the entire weekend.
Next thing you know, you're doing huge lines of blow.
And then
Brad's putting a brick in your face. What you gonna do?
Yeah. I'm getting a tattoo of an AK-47 on my face a little bit later today.
Nice.
Man, imagine like if you're like first time ever, like, I just want to get some cocaine. I want to try it. My friends are, all right, I know a dude. You go talk to my friend Stitches. All right. And then this guy shows up.
Oh, yeah, I'll front you a brick.
I'd stitch my pants, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dude's scary as hell. And it was like, everyone's trying to figure out whether or not he's legitimate or not. Like, if this is a real guy.
Oh, like an Andrew W.K. type of a controversy?
Or if it's basically like B-Rad, Jamie Kennedy from Malibu's Most Wanted. And he's like, is this guy real? I don't know, but I don't want to ask him.
It's actually Tom Hanks' son, Chet.
Nice.
That is awesome, dude. I love that you were listening to Stitches, too.
It's just, it's party, and it's got entertaining stuff, and it's funny as hell. It's just like, what are we
doing? I was
doing?
Bummed, though. I didn't have it on Apple Music, so I couldn't, like, insert it into our playlists. So I had to, like at one point during the evening, just sign, like, turn
on YouTube.
Put up YouTube and play it from
there. Everyone was doing, because we couldn't find it anywhere else.
It's nowhere. There's a remix out there, but the remix sucks. It's like... It doesn't have the same charm that
and he's got
I love selling blow.
He's got so many songs and they're just all like that. Him talking about how much blow he and like him ask like one of his songs is like he's like, people ask if I, you know, dip into my own stash. Of course I do. And then, like, the next song is talking about he doesn't dip in his stash. Like, I'm like, what are you doing, man? This
Which one is
signals.
It, man?
I don't know. I think it's probably one called I Smoke My Own or Snort My Own Coke. Like, he's pretty simple on the names of the songs there.
He does have a song called I Love My N-Words.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think we could play that.
Probably
it
not.
Has a big E next to it for explicit.
Yeah.
He has an album called Supply and Demand and another album called For Drug Dealers Only.
Mm. Oh. That one. We can't listen to that one.
Featuring songs like Still Flippin', Real Street N-Word,
mm-hmm.
Puerto Rico, She's a Rider, Spaz Out, Dope in My Socks.
It's probably going along the lines of, I got dope in my socks.
And then another song called Really Selling Dope.
Oh, really? No, yeah. No, really, guys, I'm smelling dope.
But let's check out Supply and Demand. Both released in 2015. This guy is just prolific.
Wow, he's just putting them out.
He's got straight butter, and it's STR in the number 8.
Oh, yeah. That's how you do that.
You got Hating on Me, Sipping Lean, the Brick in Your Face Festival Trap Mix. Mm. That's the one I was talking
about. The bad one.
See, it's not as awesome.
Yeah.
Dunk, dunk, dunk.
Okay.
You gotta be on coke to enjoy this.
Well,
this song is awesome! I love that D-D-D-D part.
Spacey, man. I don't know how to count this one off.
5, 6, 7, 8.
There you go.
But okay, here's another part we got to count in.
It's getting more intense.
Two more bars. This one.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, nothing.
Don't worry, we can try it again.
6, 7, 8.
Not yet.
Damn it.
Come on, Toppy.
I feel like I'm on drugs.
Here we go.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8. All right, this is
it. Doesn't even get to the lyrics or
right.
Nothing.
There's no part where he's yelling, I love selling blow. That's the best line. That's the hook.
Yeah. That's the ecstasy version, right?
Yes, that is the ecstasy version. Says, what you going to do with it? And then eventually he'll be like, give me a back rub.
Yeah. It's just that ding, ding, ding for 10 minutes, and then just boom.
I could feel the Radiohead influence in there a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, just so you guys know, Radiohead, they're touring the U.S. this year.
No, come on.
Coming to the...
Yeah, I'm hoping so. We're waiting for the dates.
Oh, God, I hope so, too.
Oh, I heard they
one
were.
One guy in a box, pressing
well, I know
a
they're coming
key.
To the U.S., but I don't know if they've actually announced the Seattle date.
Oh,
yet.
I've heard rumors that they are coming. I think White River.
Oh, love it.
We'll see.
Yes.
Yeah. I might miss that one. Yeah. I might just sit at home and
shocked.
Hit a drum machine for an hour and a half.
I thought you and I had plans that day, Steve.
Yeah, I think we do.
Day that was.
You know, if we want to feel like we're there, we'll just
cover it.
We'll just pick up a payphone and just start pushing numbers, and that'll be a Radiohead song.
The remix.
So I went to that.
Hey, I'm Tom York.
So I went to that mystery soda machine.
You did?
Over the weekend. It was like 11 o'clock at night.
I got so many messages from Titanic douches that actually did go visit it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, they were all sold out, so they probably
bought
all the sodas.
I think you're right, because we even at some point when we do voicemails, I did hear the voicemail, and somebody went, and it's in real time of him putting the money in.
Nice.
And not getting anything.
Yeah.
He got the money back, but.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That would be
cool.
Even better.
So we'll have to do that. You know what? Let's just do our voicemails, our emails, and our text messages. We might get the other stuff too, but.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be. Oh, here's Radiohead.
You're not expecting this one. That works.
It totally works.
You too can leave us a message. TheMixCast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail or a text at 253-271-4787.
How does that work?
I know, right? All right, we'll fade it out. I'm just hitting the volume on my phone to fade it out.
Good fade right there.
Thanks, man. I'm a professional. Let me hit pause. I don't, when I turn on my car and plug it in, I don't have to listen to that crap again. Nick, what do you want us to do?
Emails.
Emails. We got some. This one comes from our buddy Dell from December in Red, the lead singer.
What up, Dell? Yeah.
Dell is an awesome dude. Love December in Red. We've had him on a couple of times, and he became a podcast fan ever since being on the show, which I think is awesome. He says, hey, I hope all is great with you guys. We're playing on April 16th at the Hard Rock right there in downtown Seattle with Rendetta. And I hope I don't butcher your name, but Enzian, E-N-Z-I-A-N, Enzian. Mm. And Stitches, too. No, I'm kidding about Stitches. He's not going to be there.
What you going to do with it?
I was hoping you guys could give us a plug on the podcast. Tickets are $10 through us, and people can hit us up through Twitter or Facebook. You just type in December in Red, and you can find them. But if you have a chance to see those guys, they are pretty badass. Their songs are great. I think the Fine Titanic Douches, well, you know if you listen to this podcast, they're awesome.
Yeah.
So check them out if you can. April 16th
at the
Hard Rock.
And that's a Saturday.
Oh, even better.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What you going to do?
Especially if it's going to be nice and sunny that night. Get a nice, like...
Before the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Hang out up top?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. They've got that great roof.
Oh, that
roof is so cool.
That roof at the Hard Rock is... if you don't... Some people don't even realize it's there. It's
like, I didn't know until I was looking for Ben from the men's room and his wife. And they're like, oh, we're upstairs. And I was like, how many stairs does this thing have? And
right.
You're up on the roof, and you're like, whoa, okay.
And it's such a great view over the Pike Place Market.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch some homeless people give each other haircuts on the side of the street.
I watched two cops chase a guy into an alley from that.
See?
Deck. Yeah, I did.
And I'm not joking. I watched two homeless guys give each other haircuts.
Well, you know, hygiene. It's a big thing.
It was really weird.
It's kind of close to Third Ave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is right by the sketchy. I love the Hard Rock, and I love going to the Showbox, but man, that area is the sketchiest part of Seattle.
Well, it's not the Hard Rock, but it's the next two businesses up the street from there. I'm just like, how does it go from that to that?
Oh, it's night and day when three
like
steps
that.
Later.
Yeah.
You don't feel safe anymore.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Turn on those red lights.
Teriyaki? No thanks.
Yeah, think I'll pass.
Teriyaki.
It's like, let me get in the Hard Rock quick, and let me run out of it when I'm done.
Sure.
This comes from Sarah. She says, hey, guys, my boyfriend introduced me to the Migscast, the Men's Room, the Megacast, and The Podcast roughly 2 years ago.
Wow.
I've been hooked ever since. You guys make me laugh. Make me think, and even have some have even made me cry. I love the enthusiasm you gentlemen put into the podcast, the silliness, and the amazing friendship you all have. Lately, I've been going through a really tough time. Your podcasts have kept my spirits high. Thank you. If I was wearing a hat, I'd tip it to you. Mm. Don't ever change. Thank you again. That's from the Gypsy Wolf. She said, I'm also in tears right now writing this email because your podcasts truly have made my days happier while all hell runs loose around me. Thank you again. That's super awesome to hear. Like the fact that if you're having a crappy day and us listening to Stitches will put a smile on your face, that is awesome.
Yeah, sorry for that one.
Just if you ever see us, do not leave a purse by me or any of my hockey teammates.
Yeah, he's been known to just take it and consume it whole in front of you.
Yep, we will steal your money, but return everything else.
Yeah, right.
And that was one of the things, like one of our guys even brought up a great point. He's just like, why would we say to this random girl, hey, return the wallet, but let's take the money first.
Yeah, wouldn't you just ditch it and be like, I never saw it?
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, so many things about it. Like, you can call us dirtbag hockey players all you want or insinuate that.
Yeah.
But anybody with a half a brain in their head, even if there was a guy on our team that was somewhat shifty, and there's not, but if there was...
Ted.
God, Ted.
Even he would think, this is not the right time to take the money. Yeah. Our team name and our social media addresses are all written outside of the bus. We're easily found. Like, that seems ridiculous.
Ted have any inspirational talks there in the locker room?
He did.
Nice. Ted like
he
hot dog.
Encouraged us to lose the last game, which was really cool of him.
Can we get out of here?
It's not normal.
Brent emails us. I know. It's
thanks.
So.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach.
Steve, stop blocking the goals, dude.
Oh, your fat ass to the left.
I saw, before our last game in the locker room, I saw Ted and Munson like kind of having a little one-on-one conversation. Yeah. And I'm like, I know what they're talking about. Because Munson's already said, he's like, even if we're winning the game, I'm going to try and score on you. Because I kept telling everybody, I don't care what you guys are doing. I'm going out there playing to win. And everyone's like, dude, no, really. Like, if we'll pull you. I'm like, you can't pull me if I don't come off the ice. I'm playing to win. And I think typically they'd be like, that's funny. But the way I was playing the first two games, they were genuinely concerned.
This is something that can happen.
So their ninth goal wasn't even scored by them. It was scored by Munson.
Awesome.
He batted the puck in before the other guy could. I didn't even notice it until after the game. And then I found out that Ted and Munson were having, like Ted said, you need to score one on Steve.
That's awesome.
The last goal they scored was done by our own guy.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Wow.
All right, Brent emails us. He goes, dude, you have to play that voicemail from your Aunt Siri, quote unquote, to the guys. That S was hilarious. So last week, even though we didn't do a mixed cast, I did do one by myself. It was the first of, I don't know if I'll ever do another one again. I hope to do more when we're on vacation or if I have the time and have the opportunity to interview somebody. And it's a home recordings. And this time around, I had Dick Rossetti. You'll be proud to know. Cursed only twice for me.
Wow.
F you, Dick.
We had a talk. I'm like, bro, I do not want to go back and re-edit. And I don't have like the ability to write and interview. And you can't.
I don't need to find him.
And so he promises me. And then, of course, he drops two F-bombs.
Yeah. That guy, his mouth.
Yep. Filthy mouth.
Dirty, dirty.
So he came over to my house and hung out with me in the guest bedroom. And we just, or the office, whatever my wife calls it. it's a place where I work out and play Xbox games.
There you go.
We did the interview in there with Lulu kind of chiming in from time to time, growling, which was kind of funny. In fact, someone even brought that up too. We'll get to that in a second. But I also interviewed Rey Mysterio, which was awesome. Rey just called my cell phone.
Wow.
And we did the interview, and it sounds like it does sound like a studio, but for you guys to know what I did, I plugged my phone from the auxiliary jack on the phone, the headphone jack, into the mixing board. And so I was able to get a crystal clear feed from Rey. But I was like, well, he's not going to be able to hear me that way. So I had to prop my microphone on a chair on like some books. And my phone right next to the microphone. So it was like a ghetto mic stand. And I'm sitting on the floor with my dog biting on my sock as I'm interviewing Rey Mysterio. But he is hearing me just like as if I'm in a studio, dude. Because it's like, you know, I'm talking right into the microphone. Hence, I'm talking right into the phone.
Nice.
It was awesome. I was really pumped about that. So I hope to do more phone interviews whenever we're off and we have the opportunity to do an interview. I can do it now. But I also played this... Right before I was going to do the podcast, I got a text from, and as explained on the podcast last week, and I'm sure you guys didn't hear it, but last week I got a text, and it's from, we call her one of our aunts, but I don't know about you guys, but I have members, like people that are friends with my mom that have been friends since childhood or since her 20s. Oh, that's okay. That are considered like aunts. I have like an Aunt Irene. I have an Aunt Barbara. And then I have an aunt, and we'll just call her, as he said, Aunt Siri. Because I was like, I don't really want to give her name out because I don't know if she's going to get pissed about me reading her text. And I was like, you know, I don't really feel like reading it. I'll just have Siri read it for me. So I did the whole Siri read the text. And so somehow somebody in her workplace figured out how to listen to the show online. And so now she's able to listen to the show online. And she's old school from Brooklyn, now lives in, I think, D.C.
Wow.
You know, like she's a woman that likes to share her opinion. She's a sweetheart, but... She likes to share her opinion.
She's getting to know little nephew Stevie.
Right, who was very quiet, reserved. Most of my family, her included, were shocked that I even wanted to do radio because, as they said, you don't even speak. Why would you want to do radio? I'm like, well, I would speak.
Silence.
I like to speak in front of a microphone where you guys are not in the room.
Yeah.
So it's freaking weird that now she's listening. And apparently she decided to chime in. I don't know if she was listening to podcasts. I don't think she was listening to the Migs cast, but I think she might have been listening to some podcasts of the show. I have no idea. But she decided to send me a novel of a text explaining to me why I'm like, as she said, like I think she said like I'm a filthy mouth or something
nice.
Like that. Nice! Yeah, so here's that clip from the podcast where I basically just asked Siri to read back the text from my Aunt Siri.
Siri, play the text from my Aunt...
Aunt said,
Steven, I figured out how to listen to your show online. One of the guys set it up for me. Wow, that's all I can say is wow. I'm glad you're fulfilling your dreams of being on the radio, but I did not realize your dream was to be a perverted filthy mouth. Your mother raised you better than this. You should be embarrassed sharing stories of doing drugs and urinating in the suit of armor. Really? You had to share that? The guys in my office think you're funny. Don't you think you could be funny without being filthy?
No.
Like Bill Cosby, he never needed to curse.
Whoa!
Okay, well that's all. Love you. Would you like to reply?
No, I don't feel like replying.
Okay, I won't send it.
Whoa!
Like Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby, he's such a nice boy.
I don't think my aunt's been reading the newspapers recently.
Oh my god.
Was he on the team bus?
I think she slam dunked it though when she said, I don't know why you're doing this. The guys in my office like it.
Yeah!
We're not talking to you.
Right! Last I checked, I'm not doing a show for a 70-year-old woman from Brooklyn.
Oh, you filthy potty pervert.
Right, the filthy perverted mouth. I don't even know what the hell that was.
Perverted,
I love she brought up the suit of armor, too.
Yeah. This,
right? She must. That's why I was like, I don't know if it was in a best of or a podcast, but...
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So I'm a little terrified but excited that I'm going to get more text messages from her. Because, I mean, if she's listening,
yeah,
we should play this on the morning show at some point.
Totally.
Yes, that's hilarious.
That way, at least she can hear it. She'll probably be stoked, knowing her.
Or she'll be even more pissed.
It could be that.
Get another novel of a text.
And I wonder if she's listening to the whole show, or how long will it take for her to catch wind that I'm playing the voicemail.
Well, if the other guys like it around, maybe they're listening to it, and they'll get to have a chuckle at that.
I hope those guys don't tell her that we're playing it. I would love to be able to have, like, similar to how my mom, when she calls me, she doesn't know she's performing for the radio.
Yeah.
I'd really like for her not to perform for the radio and continue to criticize what I do.
That's I got organic. A question for you.
Yeah.
Is she going to be at your dad's party here in about 6 weeks?
I would assume so, but maybe not, because if she's not living in the New York-ish area. She's in D.C. It's not that far of a drive.
Right.
But
it's a train. You could do that.
Right, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if my parents are still, like,
on the level to invite her.
Hope he's a stress. He's not taking the train trip, dude. You're okay, Steve.
You think so? Right. Now I'm going to be terrified to go to my... Gosh.
And then she's going to dime you out about your mom, and it's all going to hit the fan, man.
Dude, and I was just like, I mean, the last time I had a text exchange with her was like a year ago.
So how did that go? Was that anything like that?
No, it was just hope you're doing great. It was a holiday time, so I think it was Thanksgiving. Might have been Christmas. It was just a simple, you know, love ya.
That's amazing.
It was very awkward to read that, but it was like right before I started the podcast, and I'm like, oh, I got to play it.
Heck yeah.
I got to play it. So hopefully, I guess, this emailer brings up a good point. We'll just call her Aunt Siri.
Yeah, Aunt Siri. That's a good one.
Should we listen to that again?
I want
to
hear that. Yeah.
Poppy, can you play that again?
Oh, I think I can.
Nice.
Siri, play the text from my aunt.
Aunt said, Steven, I figured out how to listen to your show online. One of the guys set it up for me. Wow, that's all I can say is wow. I'm glad you're fulfilling your dreams of being on the radio, but I did not realize your dream was to be a perverted filthy mouth. Your mother raised you better than this.
That's
you should be embarrassed sharing stories of doing drugs and urinating in the suit of armor. Really? You had to share that? The guys in my office think you're funny.
Thank
Don't you.
You
think you could be funny without being filthy?
No.
Like Bill Cosby, he never needed to curse.
That's
all. Love you.
That's
Would
my
you
favorite
like to reply?
Part.
No, I don't feel like replying.
Okay, I won't send it.
Thank you, Siri.
Yeah. Like, Siri sounds so judgmental.
Yeah, the wow. Wow was really pissing me off. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, she picked up the tone. How does Siri get it? I wish there was a way to get Siri to have a Brooklyn accent. Hey, yo.
Wow.
David, you perverted filthy mouth.
Wow.
All right, next email. I hope she does send more voicemails, though. I mean, text messages.
They're gold.
Maddie says, that's so cool that Lulu has an Instagram now. It's Lulu the Warrior Princess. L-U-L-U, the Warrior Princess. All one long word. You can find it on Instagram. Please follow her. She has over 410 followers now.
Nice.
Wow.
She's has a goal of one day being able to put pictures up and get thousands of likes. Mm. In order to do that, she needs thousands of followers.
The dog. The dog has that goal, guys.
Yes.
The dog.
She got 73 likes on her picture with Ted. She was pumped about that.
Sure, of
pretty
course.
Good.
And also, he thought it was cool that she was on the Migscast last week. LOL. I grabbed a clip. Here's Lulu being my co-host for the Migscast last week.
This is an exclusive Migs Cast interview with Lulu now.
There you go, guys.
Serious business.
See, she's bringing it. You guys got to take notice. She brings it.
Yeah. Are you not paying her enough? Or what was she all heated about?
She was biting on my sock. She likes to grab my sock, and then I jerk it around and until she pulls it off my foot, and then it's like a victory for her.
Did she do the head shake thing?
Oh, yeah. Once she gets it off of my foot, I don't know how that damn dog does not have whiplash.
Yeah, right?
Like, how do dogs do that without hurting themselves? I can't do that. That hurts.
Right. As hard as they can.
But they do it, like, viciously with a toy in their mouth.
Damn.
I don't know, Steve.
Well, get back to me, Toppy, okay. Please. If not, I'll have to bring Lulu back on the podcast. Ask her.
My dogs do it, too. I'll go home and grill them and ask them.
Oh, I forgot to play this. Because, you know, Disturbed's coming to Pain in the Grass.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys saw this or heard about this, but they played a show last Wednesday night. And Dave Draymond was doing a show. And I can understand why he got annoyed. And maybe this is a lesson for everybody that's going to Pain in the Grass. When you go, keep your cell phone in your pocket. I mean, take a picture or two. I mean, there's no problem with that. But don't be texting on your phone.
Don't live tweet it.
Yeah, in order to, don't like ignore the band that you're there to see and just text the whole time. The singer and the band do. I remember from me playing shows, it is kind of distracting when you feel like the person in the audience that you're trying to give your all for is looking like they're just annoyed to even be there.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there was some chick that was in the front row of the balcony, so easy line of sight, had her head buried in her phone the entire time that Disturbed was playing. So Dave Draymond decides to call her out on it on the microphone, and it's awesome.
Oh, upper balcony, what am I going to do with you? Especially this one. Yeah, you, brunette. Yeah, hi, how are you? So what is so important going on in the world that you need to be texting the entire show?
Wow.
You've had your face in your phone the whole goddamn show. Are we that boring? Now don't tell me to go myself. You already did by looking at your phone instead of paying attention. I'm not wrong. Am I wrong? If you were up here and I did that to you, how would you feel? Seriously, it's rude. It is. If you don't want to watch, don't watch. But don't stand there in front of the stage in the front row of the balcony where everybody can see you texting the whole time on your phone. I'll tell you what, can I at least have your word that I will have your attention for the rest of whatever's left of this set? See, now she's all pissed off. She thinks that I did something wrong to her. Welcome to the age of the internet, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeez.
Wow.
At that point, if that's your girl, do you leave? I might just like be like, let's just go. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Like, I would just...
Whatever you do, the rest of your night is doomed.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
You can't go to... You can't be like, yeah, what Dave said. Yeah.
If you don't live with her, go home. If you live with her, you're doomed.
Yeah. Sleep on the couch.
Dude, that made me... That reminded me... I forgot about this because this was the Friday... The Friday that we had off because BJ was sick.
Okay.
I went to Jamie Kennedy at the Tacoma Comedy Club.
Oh, nice. Crap. Nice.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun, but there was a group of people who, the comedy club, they're the ones that are just, like, not, like, they were there for an hour and a half before the show, and they got the front row, and it was their obligation to have conversations with Jamie Kennedy.
Was it a bachelorette party?
No, it was just,
always
like,
the bachelorette party.
It was just a couple, it was, like, a couple chicks and a couple dudes, and just this one lady who would just not shut up. And it was always, anytime there would be like a pause, during his act, and she would just start jibber jabbering to him. And he would make fun of her.
Right.
The crowd at one point booed her, and she still sat there like this was her right.
Right.
And it was it was ridiculous. At the same point, I was off to the side, and so I was just like not a part of the crowd. I was just watching it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of fun. I'm going to see what's going to happen. But like, it was like Why do you have to do that?
I don't get it. And you know what
why
the problem
just
is?
Experience the show.
Because they're drunk. I mean, that's number one. And number two, then when they do it, and then the comic comes back with something funny and it gets a laugh, they think, well, now I'm part of the show.
Yeah.
I'm making it. And their head, this is my guess, and this is just what I think, and I would never be a person that would heckle. I would never think that would be a fun thing to do. I think it's completely disrespectful. You shouldn't do that. This is their time to do their art, mm-hmm. and why would you want to derail it? It's such a dick move. But I think in their head, they think that they're making the show better when it's like, you know what? The comic probably has a lot more funny things to say than his comebacks for a heckler, but you put him in a position where now he has to use those.
And he has to address this because you won't shut the F up.
And then it gets to a point where it's just like, okay, enough. Like, you got your one moment. Let it go. Did you see about the... I saw this... Where is it? I have it here. There was a comedian that... And I was going to play it anyway. It's funny you bring it up. About hecklers.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. It was great.
Steve Hofstetter. He's a comic, and he just posted a video where, I guess, a woman tried to heckle him. He was talking about some stuff. I mean, and the woman disagrees with the stuff that he's talking about because he never delivered a baby because he's talking about kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he just humiliates her and goes off on her, and here's that audio.
And I know that there are parents in the room tonight. For the parents in the room, I want to make sure you know this. You're not special. And I'm tired of your... It takes more effort to order a pizza than it does to have a child. Bullshit. Well, tell me. Hold on, I got this. Tell me this. What? Has anyone ever ordered a pizza by accident?
Wish.
I was hoping God would stop the pizza.
Oh my God.
You a sports fan? Sure. Who's your favorite team?
Oh, Redskins.
Redskins. Big Redskins fan. Do sometimes when the Redskins play and they don't win, do you get mad?
No, I get upset, but I don't get mad.
Upset, but don't get mad. Well, let me rephrase my question. Do you ever get upset? Redskins fan, do or die. Well, have you ever played professional football?
Right.
So what the f*** do you know about football?
Guy was, you could tell he's just pissed.
Well, yeah, it's just because there's a flow. Like, these people aren't just up there talking. It's a whole thing. It's
there's
a whole
science to what they're doing. Yeah.
And, like, they've worked very hard at this, and you just jibber-jabbering. Like, I could never, like, get up there and do stand-up comedy. There's just too many X factors.
I thought about it a lot. Like, I've come back and forth about it and keep thinking about it. I'm like, no. Because, you know, there's the chance that the Part Alive wants to do a roast for me.
Ooh.
Which will probably happen sometime in the near future once we get it all figured out. But, you know, they're talking to me about, hey, you know, we'll bring some people maybe from the station. We got some other people, some comics and all this. And it's like, at first I was like, no. And it wasn't about being made fun of. I'm like, I got no problem with that. 4 hours a day I get made fun of. And then on the text line, forget it. At this point, I have a thick enough skin. I can handle a couple comics saying some witty things about me and whatever it is that they think is weird about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea of me at the end of the show going
having
up there
do something,
and do a routine. And I'm like, you know, that just seems terrifying. I even, like, one of the guys that might be doing it, I'm sure he will, if this roast happens, a buddy of mine, Aaron Kirby, he's a very funny comic, local comic, a fellow wrestling fan, and he listens to the show, and I'm like, I want him definitely to be a part of this because I know he knows me, and he can just destroy me. And he even tweeted me, he's like, I can't wait to destroy you. And I'm like, hey, can we also maybe get together sometime before the roast so I can pick your brain about how to do stand-up.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to do it.
I did the roast of the PLP,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, that was in front of like 25 people.
Right.
And it was still terrifying.
And somebody in this room once did stand-up comedy in front of thousands of people.
I know, right?
Mono Nick. How'd that feel?
I'm still sweating from how nervous I was.
When did we start talking about this? I see the look on your face, and like, you just had flashbacks.
Yeah.
But you did a great job.
It was nerve-wracking, man. Yeah, like, I don't know how I did. I got lucky because I kind of already had a bit or a performance that was already laid out in front of me with my character. And I think that's a lot of the times what the stand-up comedians are looking for. They're looking for their voice or they're looking for their angle. And then you just have to ride that line.
Yeah.
Just stay on that and you can step over on one way, but then you got to take it back. And I don't know, it's tough. It's one of the most... I don't think I slept the two weeks leading up until that performance.
And at least in that situation, you're going into a crowd that was a fan of the show because it was a Comedy Riot for our show. So, I mean, the majority of the people there, I don't know how these guys show up from like gig to gig in towns that they've never been to. And if they're not an established comic, go up there. And, I mean, you just... Man, you got balls of steel.
Even if you are an established comic, and like if people like if they've got their idea of what they think you are, and you don't fit that, they're gonna heckle. Or if they say something like that happened with that chick, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. It's a joke.
I don't know how I'd handle it. I think I just look at her and go, I hate you, dead. Shut up.
Yeah,
and like, that would be funny.
I'm out.
You're just an awful person. Go F yourself. Leave.
If I were in the crowd and I saw that performance, I think that would be pretty funny.
I hate you, dead. F off.
It's like,
that would be kind of funny.
Leave your wallet. I'm known to steal money. Oh, you mentioned Pizza Man. Another quick story about the classic.
Uh-oh.
Munson story. We're wasted. It's 2 in the morning, maybe even close to 3 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning. We're in the hotel room. There's a few of us. He decides, I'm going to go on my app and order a pizza from Domino's.
Perfect.
Does all the stuff on the app. And he's drunk, so he doesn't know if it went through. So instead of like checking the history, he takes his phone and throws it against this wall that is pretty much a cement wall. Like,
that's not gonna help the phone.
Destroyed the like the phone was like looked like Top Shelf's phone. Like,
oh,
I was all cracked.
No,
I'm like, why'd you do that? He goes, can you sign on to the Domino's app and see. I go in the app and went through just fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just destroyed your phone because you were mad that the order went through. He's like, I'll just go to the mall tomorrow and get a new one.
Yeah.
And so he had to spend like $100 to get a new
that's
new
what you got nowadays.
A new screen.
Oh no.
Right?
Oh.
That's why I haven't done it.
Yep. Oh man. He threw it against the wall. It was so epic too. Like, he did it with such vigor. Just throws it.
The fact that it was like didn't just break off into a billion pieces is amazing.
Dude,
gosh.
What kind of phone was it? iPhone?
iPhone, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It was awesome. We were laughing. I mean, and we wound up ordering pizza the next night again. This time I called. I'm like, hey man, are you guys still open? He goes, you got 6 more minutes to order. Because it was 2:54 in the morning.
Oh jeez.
Like, I got you. We ordered it. Pizza came. It was like, oh.
Those guys.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We were those guys. Just got an email. Might as well read it and not wait for next week. It's from Casey. It says, hey guys, it's from the Migs cast. Just a quick note. After you guys mentioned and introduced me to New Noise by Refused, I've been using it as pump up song for my team before we do Kill House CQC training. I love that song. It helps me get my blood fired up. And that's from Casey. Dude.
Casey, what the hell is...
Can I scream?
Yeah, what's a CQC training?
I don't know. Can you look that up? It's got to be a military
quality
thing.
Quality control? QC,
Kill House what was it? CQC training.
CQC.
It's Kill House CQC. Watching something really messed up.
Yeah. That's not where a broomstick
airsoft
goes.
Airsoft pistol kill. Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like paintball?
Close quarter combat.
Oh, is that the... We've heard about that before where it's like...
Airsoft's like...
It's like epic version of paintball. Like, it hurts, really.
Damn.
Yeah, the training groups, they come into, like, your work area and they bring this stuff in case, like, a hostage situation happens.
Jeez.
Or, like, emergency situations.
Gosh!
Yeah, that song was going to make you want to shoot everybody. That song's heavy.
I'm just thinking like, oh, yeah, maybe running around, popping some people, having some fun. No, jeez.
No, this is
business.
Legit.
Wow.
Wow. All right, well, that's
well,
all of our...
we can pump you up.
That's all of our emails. Oh, yeah. Let's get back on the bus, kids. It's time to party. Keep your wallet in your purse. Otherwise, we're taking the cash. You know what time it is.
You've got mail.
The Migs cast emails, douches.
So awesome.
Bum, 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 bum.
Toppy, what would you like for us to do?
Let's do the voicemails right in front of me.
They are. Let's do them.
All right.
Hey, guys. Mike the Radio Tech here. Hey, I'm just listening to the latest podcast, and you guys were talking about the
mysterious soda machine with the mysterious sodas that come out of it. You know, the one thing that you guys didn't bring up is that this thing doesn't stock itself. Somebody's got to go out there and stock this thing. And I'd be curious as far as who was doing it. And I'd be surprised if somebody hasn't been seen doing it yet. Either that or whoever it is stocking it at 3, 4, 4 in the morning and being discreet about it. But even then, some weird random person walking up to a soda machine and opening it up at 3 in the morning looks sketchy itself. But just thought I'd bring that point up. If you guys have a meeting or a listener party there or whatever, I'd be curious to see if anybody would be willing to take the time and sit outside there and
do a stakeout
to see who's stocking this thing. Later, guys. Keep it up.
Dude,
stake out the pop machine.
What if we did an all-night party?
Where's this pop machine at?
Oh, that's right. You weren't here because you don't like Mexicans.
It's up on Capitol Hill where the Mexicans are, so you can't go by.
10th and John.
Forget it.
10th and John in front of the locksmith. It's literally right in front of the locksmith
There's
shop.
This weird mystery soda machine right outside of a lock. It's like just on the street.
Just have markings and...
It's just an old, like 70s era Coca-Cola machine.
Yeah.
You put money in, you don't know what you're going to get, and you get the most random drink. Sometimes you get like a pink grapefruit, like,
it's a lemonade. Yeah, it's a limited edition Mountain Dew.
Right. Like some weird Pepsi.
Weird blue ones or whatever.
So somebody is refilling this mystery soda machine. It's so crazy that there's a Facebook page for the mystery soda machine.
Really?
It's just a weird thing that people now go and check out on Capitol Hill for the last few years, but nobody knows who's stocking it. It would be funny to stay up. But the thing is, if it's full, it's not going to get refilled until it's empty.
So you got to buy all of them and then stake it out.
And then wait.
That's a lot of work.
Who do you think? Do you think it's a woman or a man that's doing it?
I just imagine that it's some robed figure. Like, you're never going to actually see who it is. Even if they go
like
up
a
there.
Superhero?
No, like a big robe like you would see like out of like a horror movie or something like that. Like, they're wearing a mask.
Like the Grim Reaper?
Yeah. Well, maybe not the Grim Reaper delivering them,
but a cloak like that, or
but
a robe,
something like that, yeah. And then just like a mask, like I imagine some like sort of like cult of like mystery soda or something like that. They've got a stockpile in a bunker somewhere.
See, I thought it was like a hipster dude, maybe like that lives nearby. But you know, I mean, Nick, you just said you tried and it was empty.
Yeah.
Did you try after Tuesday or Wednesday of last week?
I tried on. It was Friday night. At 11 o'clock.
It's the guy that was in the tree.
What?
It had to be. I bet it's his soda machine.
I bet you it's the locksmith. That it's
that's what we were thinking too.
Like, yeah,
it's the easiest. Sometimes the easiest solution is the best one.
What is that saying in Star Wars or Star Trek? The man theory,
the myth, the legend,
the Manchurian theory, or
how
whatever?
Much is a soda?
Oh, I don't know. 75 cents.
Oh. The Manchurian,
and
candidate?
They have 8 buttons, and each button it has the same mystery.
Like
button on there,
mark,
question mark, and it says mystery in like 5 different colors.
Weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's so trippy, and it's like we're convinced that they're getting these like off like a clearance rack.
Yeah,
like for maybe like 25 cents a can,
or a liquidation center,
and they're making bank.
Yeah, they totally could be, because now it's just a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
The locksmith maybe makes no money as a locksmith, but all his funds are coming from that soda machine.
It could
especially
be.
If he's upcharging to 75 cents.
Right.
Retirement fund is 401k through the soda.
So I took Angie there after we went to dinner on Friday night, and then I'm...
Oh, how romantic. Let's go to this random soda machine.
She had no she had no idea what we were doing. And I go, look, the only reason I really wanted to go out to dinner was to stop at this place on the way home.
Right.
And she had no idea what it was, what we were doing, and then she parks the car, and I'm like, no, you gotta stay and like just stay. And she's like, no, I want to see what the hell's going on.
Of course.
So then she gets out and like, oh, that's a really cool idea. So then our idea for it was, what would you stock? Like, we want to get our own vending machine now,
mm-hmm.
and stock it with stuff and like
awesome stuff
with cool, yeah, like random stuff. And she's
like
well, one could be a dirty sock, you know, but one could be like an old Mariner hat or something like that. Like,
so you put all your junk in the front of the wires, and then you put something really awesome in the way back.
Yep.
So they spend like 15, 16 bucks,
and they finally get a Mariner's cap.
Yeah, after they bought all your old dirty socks that were left over from the laundry.
So now I'm looking at old vending machines.
Are you really?
I want
an old jukebox machine, like those old ones that, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just the little records and that's it.
Yeah.
That's all it has.
Then I got to buy little records.
Oh, man. I was like,
never mind. I'd rather a soda machine.
Screw it. Oh, man. I want a pinball machine.
Yeah, which one?
I don't know.
If you could pick any pinball machine.
We went down for a birthday a couple weeks ago down to Flip Flip Ding Ding down in Georgetown, and they had the Addams Family one, mm-hmm. which is really cool. But they also had a Walking Dead one, which was really cool because nice. you basically launch the ball into a zombie and it just bounces around and knocks it around. I thought that was really cool.
It wasn't the question, though.
No. Which one I would want?
Yes.
Probably the Walking Dead or the Addams Family one, which I just mentioned, Nick. Turd.
He's salty. He didn't get his soda.
Apparently.
I would go with the Rocky II.
Nice.
Pinball machine that was featured in the movie.
Breaks, yeah.
Yeah. That would be dope. That or the South Park one. The South Park one is awesome.
Really? I haven't seen that one.
The Kiss one would be cool, too.
Yeah. They had the Metallica one there, which is kind of neat.
I priced the Kiss one at one point, like on eBay. And it was like $2,500 or something like that.
Is that the one from Role Models?
Yeah.
Was that the same one in Role Models?
Yeah, there's only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the one.
Awesome.
Toppy, what about you? If you could pick one pinball machine.
I've actually thought about this in my past. It'd have to have multi-ball, first of all. I don't want one of the old ones.
Yeah. Right.
Those are affordable, unfortunately, and the other ones aren't. I would get the Elvira one.
Elvira.
So I could stare at her the whole time.
Yeah, that long V down the front.
I think there's two different Elvira ones, but one's way better than the other because it has a bigger Elvira with all the cleavage.
It'd be awesome if they painted the pinball balls like a skin color, and it was Elvira's boobies that you were playing.
That is a great idea.
Like that's how the ball comes out, like a statue of her, and they just pop out.
Toppy, that he's going to make those custom.
That could be for anybody with large breasts.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be the Dolly Parton.
Yeah, the Dolly Parton one.
The Kate Upton.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. They're a little more squishy.
Yeah. Bouncing all over the place.
Do we have any more voicemails? Probably.
We only played one.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, Migscast, douches.
Yes.
I'm up on Capitol Hill, right by the new train station, at the Mystery Coke Machine. I'm going to buy a Coke, buy a something,
there you go.
And I'll let you know what it is live.
Awesome.
Live on tape.
That's right. It's live for us.
Live. A week later.
All my quarters came back.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that means there's nothing in there.
What happened to me?
Damn it. There's your surprise.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Came back again. The mystery is, why does this machine not work?
Oh man.
I wonder how far they had to drive for that too, because we live in West Seattle and we went to do this and that's not that far.
That sucks because we just sent a whole bunch of people to go to this. Maybe we're the reason why it sold out.
Yeah, there we go. We're helping some dude's 401k.
Yep. Thank you.
How do you know it ever gave sodas out?
Because people do it.
Yeah.
Unless
it was in the newspaper.
Random people.
Like the newspaper guy, the article that I
They walk
read.
Up to it, they buy a soda, and they're like, well, this is interesting.
And Caesar went, and he posted a picture of what he got.
Oh, so we actually know somebody who actually got one. Okay.
I think he's the one who got like the Minute Maid pink lemonade.
Ooh.
See, my response was awesome, and his response was similar to yours, like, not awesome.
Yeah.
Not awesome.
Pink lemonade's the best.
At what?
Being lemonade.
See, there's your problem. First off, it's lemonade. Second off, it's pink.
Well, I like lemonade. Limeade's good, too, but lemonade's really good.
I get limeade, and I chug it.
The Newman's Own?
And then about 45 minutes later, I am doubled over in pain.
Really?
Oh, it just rips me
up. Oh, I've never tried limeade.
Oh, it's so good.
The Newman's Own, man.
You have to chug it.
I remember when we went to Sonic that one time, and Toppy's just like, I'm getting cherry limeade.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't even know what that is, but that sounds scary. I got a Diet Coke. It's so boring. I totally failed when I went to Sonic. I got like the most boring food.
And they're known
ever.
For like their crazy selection of beverages.
Yeah, you can
beverages.
Do all sorts. Like you can do a crazy beverage, and you can like totally mix and max. And I swear to God, I got like a burger, a fries, and a Diet Coke. Like,
are you gonna get the tater tots?
No, like I totally screwed it up, man. I totally boned it.
Man, so am I the only one in this room that likes pink lemonade the best over in the lemonade family?
I'll take pink lemonade.
I'm probably middle of the road, but I like them both.
I will have lemonade, but if it's anything else, literally anything other than lemonade, I will pick it.
What about strawberry lemonade?
Strawberry lemonade is acceptable.
Red Robin strawberry lemonade is the bomb.com.
Suck up the strawberries in the straw.
See, what we used to do, before going to movies, we would
chunks of strawberry in your belly. Yeah.
We would get the strawberry lemonades, but we'd get the bartender to put vodka in them.
Ooh.
And if they had the strawberry vodka, it's even better. But if they don't, you just get normal and
it's not a strawberry overload.
Oh, no, and it was great. Hammered.
Dude, it's funny on the classic. We had a lot of those Cascade ices, like those flavored waters.
Great mixers, yeah.
Yeah, great. So I was making a drink, but I was like, I needed one of the mixers. So I told one of the guys, I'm like, hey, man. And everyone's wasted, of course. I'm like, hey, can you pass me the pink grapefruit? So he grabs out of the in there, and he pulls it out, and he hands me a yellow lemonade. And I'm like, no, man.
No,
I wanted the pink grapefruit. It's pink in color. Everyone starts dying because they're like, dude, why'd you give him the lemonade when he asked for the pink grapefruit? So he reaches his hand back in and he pulls out another drink that's like the orange one.
Oh,
and I'm like,
oh, yeah,
bro, how hard is this for you?
I'd say you're getting warmer, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Oranges to yellow to pink. I'm confused.
This guy's cut off.
All this talk about food, though, what makes me want to interject one fast food comment that I have. I tried something new. The hot dog at Burger King.
Oh, the grill hot dog
is amazing.
Is it?
It is so good.
Now, did you get the regular one or the chili dog?
I got the regular one that had everything
on
it.
Dirty question, Rev. This is a kids' podcast.
No, I didn't go with the chili, but it is great. It's grilled and it's good. Dude, for a hot dog, it's awesome.
When we were on our way back, we stopped, I think it was in like Ellensburg, like where there's like a whole bunch of fast food joints.
Yeah.
And we pulled up right next to the Burger King, and I'm like, perfect, getting the Burger King hot dog. I'm pumped. Shut down. It was like all fenced up because they're doing renovations.
So
I went to McDonald's and got a single quarter pounder, 4-piece chicken nuggets.
Yep.
And meal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ted got 4 cheeseburgers because he kept talking about how he's going to crush 4 cheeseburgers.
Hey, man sticks to his word.
Yeah.
Do you put the nuggets on top of the quarter pounder?
Hell no.
I was just wondering.
To eat the quarter pounder, and then I'm ready for my favorite of the bunch, chicken McNuggets.
See, that's why I would always get the 4-piece chicken McNuggets, so I get the hot mustard for my french fries.
Nice.
But the hot mustard and the french fries is the bomb. I love that.
.com.
I'm glad to hear that the hot dog is good, because I really did want to try it.
It's great. Go try it.
I can't wait now. Have it my way.
Is it 100% all beef?
I don't know.
You think he asked? Excuse me.
It's grilled.
I would figure if
sir, was your hot dog farm fresh, local?
It says whether or not it's 100% all beef. That's all. I don't care if it's organic.
It's not even grilled.
It was just and said, I want the hot dog meal.
It's just a question. Sorry.
Was it a cage-free hot dog, sir?
I don't know where it ranged.
Watch, it's not even grilled. It's just microwaved. They just took a black Sharpie and one line. That's grilled. Enjoy it.
Yeah, I've microwaved my share of hot dogs. I know when it starts peeling on those ends, microwave that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grill it, buddies.
Come on. Flame broil that bitch.
I ate it in the car while driving, and I will say that the packaging was awesome. They got it all right, man.
And this comes from a guy who's trying to eat a meatball sub.
I tried to eat the double five guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Driving, and I did an awesome job.
Yeah, of it getting everywhere.
I kind of cupped it and shoved.
Yeah, like
and shove.
You can't do a meatball sub. You can't do the little chicken chunks from Subway either. You got to get the full chicken breast or just the deli meat.
Little piece just goes everywhere.
No, it's a disaster waiting to happen. I know.
Experience.
Let's check out our next voicemail.
Ricky Henderson.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What?
All these people hating on Mission Tortillas. What these tortillas ever do to you?
Yeah, Caesar.
Hashtag tortilla equality. Hashtag suck it, Caesar.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Was there some S talk about tortillas?
There's a war happening. Well, there's many wars. There's many battles on the MiGscast
page.
Has
completely fallen off the tracks right now. It's like a Photoshop war that is very entertaining, but it's so ridiculous.
It's so weird because everyone's so universally bad at Photoshop, and
not
they love it.
Bad is a compliment. They're red rotten.
But apparently, Mission tortillas are inferior to other tortillas. Caesar has said so quite eloquently on the Facebook page. It's usually Barrett who's trolling. I'm like, I'm going to get some good, you know, home-cooked Mexican meals. And right on top of it is the Mission Tortillas.
That's why we keep seeing pictures of Mission Tortillas on the Facebook page.
Yeah, it's because it drives Caesar insane.
That's awesome.
I won't lie. We always get Mission Tortillas.
I don't know any other kind. So if we get tortillas, it's just whatever tortillas.
Isn't the Mission plant here in Washington?
I think
the sign.
No,
I looked that up.
I would think it'd be like California because they're known for their Mission burritos. So that's like a neighborhood?
Well, I know that there's like there's some kind of a place like in the middle of like like, you know, where like all the warehouses are in like certain areas, like in Federal Way or wherever.
Industrial Mission Tortillas.
There's a Mission Tortilla like building.
Okay. Mission Foods.
Could be just a distro center or something.
It could be.
Do you think they have a mission statement?
Do they have a mission control?
I'm looking up the contact us, and it just gives me a email us. So let's go to the
type
about
in Mission
us.
Foods in Washington.
Store locator. Wait, no, that doesn't work. They're just located everywhere. You can just buy them anywhere.
Well, if you find it, awesome. If not, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, don't give an address, though, because you know Caesar will be down there protesting or something.
Oh, yeah.
We'll try and burn
Rumor
it down.
Mission Foods, Fife, Washington.
Yep,
there
Fife.
There you go, Fife.
That's right. It's right near the Crate and Barrel warehouse.
Okay.
I drove right by it.
I didn't know Crate and Barrel had a warehouse here.
Oh, yeah. I tried to pick up a coffee table from there. And it was way too big compared to my Jeep. So I was like, I'll be back tomorrow with my father-in-law's pickup truck.
And then you got a ticket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the one where I got the ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. The damn speeding.
In the mail.
Oh.
Stupid Fife.
Oh, yeah. No, Fife is legit. Never speed in Fife. Yeah. It's
yes, Steve.
It's one of those towns. Yeah, it's one of those towns that they've got nothing else really going. I mean, they do have things going on, but they'll also give you a speeding ticket.
They don't have the Furwood anymore, at least
no,
the old school
the
Furwood.
Fabulous Furwood.
That was
burnt.
Such a great roadhouse
it
place.
It was so... It was awesome. It was weird. It was big, too.
Huge.
Like, I didn't realize
how huge
it was. The
sweetest burnout coming out of that place in my Camaro. The road was just right. Oh.
Back when I worked at the end, or maybe it was K-Rock, I had an appearance of residency, pretty much, where every Friday night I was there at the Furwood. And this is when I lived in Linwood. Like, if I lived in Puyallup, that would be the best place ever to be working.
Yeah.
So I'd have to drive all the way there. And it was, you know, they paid well, so it was worth it. But and I wound up becoming buddies with all, like, these biker gang dudes.
Cool.
It was awesome because I'd walk in and I'd like, I never went with anyone because I'm like, who am I going to drag all the way to Fife when I live in Linwood? So I just show up there and they're all like, Steve, what's up, guys? Just hang out and BS and hear all their crazy stories. And I was just like, this is awesome.
That is cool.
They were trying to get me to learn how to ride a Harley.
Dude, that would have been sweet.
I wanted to.
Like, I would just love to see you with the whole, like, the motorcycle, like...
What if I joined that motorcycle club?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you would get the leather jacket and everything, get a cool helmet.
You get to pass women around.
Hey, what's the question?
Yeah, they do that, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I'm done with her. Jump on the other guy's back of his hog. My hog is done with you. Yeah. Let's do our next voicemail.
Sure.
Hey, Toppy!
Hey!
What's up, fellas? It's the Jester. So, last couple of weeks we've been working a lot of overtime here at the wonderful Boeing company, and I have been living on old MIGS cast / STP cast, and I just finished the one up with Rachel Barley once again.
Nice.
And I totally forgot that you guys told her about the IBS situation with Rev.
Oh, God.
And I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long, long friggin' time. And also, along with that one, that one podcast, I'm wondering, when are you guys going to do your Mixed Cash Challenge that was supposed to be the inaugural Mixed Cash Challenge of the
children's books?
Pole dancing / strip club.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
The which one?
Pole remember. Dancing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That was my question.
15 minutes from never.
Just thought I'd call in, say hello. It's been a while. So enjoy your
right after we finish the kids'
next
books.
Podcast, and hopefully I'll be able to sit in soon. My my wedding is July 23rd. And
nice.
The
I thought he was already married.
Tuesday after that, I'm heading out for my honeymoon, and me and the woman were thinking, what better way than to sit in on the podcast? So, Steve, I'll be getting a hold of you, and we'll see if that works out. Vaya con Dios, buddies.
Can we do the wedding on the Mixcast?
Hey, I'm ordained. I'll do it.
That would be awesome.
Hey, everyone would be witness.
Can I be the ring bearer?
It's up to them, but I have no qualms with that.
And Nick or Toppy, which one wants to be the flower girl?
I think
slash
Nick
maid
should,
of honor.
I
think
I will.
Nick, yeah, I think Nick should be the flower girl.
Toppy will be your best man.
Throwing
then.
Nugs all over the place.
Yep.
This is today's flower, kids.
Flower Sativa. Power.
Go.
All right. You're married. Indica. Yeah.
Dutch treat. Have it. 30%.
Whew.
Get it, boys.
We got one more voicemail, and then we're going to have to wrap things up. I just looked at the time. Let's do it.
Something that drives me crazy is the
I like to get my food a lot of times at the food trucks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good places to eat around town.
Okay.
And you're standing there waiting in line, and nobody seems to like actually want to form a line. They just kind of stand back,
kind of
waiting
blob.
For their turn. And then some jerk comes up, obviously later than everybody else, and they call for the next in line, and this guy just jumps in front of everybody.
Well, that's your fault for not queuing correctly.
The whole time, and nobody wants to say anything. But it's like, come on, man. We've all been waiting for 20 minutes here. Don't be such a jerk.
They don't know. They don't know. You could be standing around waiting for your food.
Welcome to Seattle.
I know, dude. I drove by like one of those, like the pokey one, and I saw it was just a cluster F outside of that one.
Well, yeah.
The one right outside of our building was the Tie You Up, which is the greatest name of a food truck, Tie You Up.
And it's good stuff.
Bondage and Tie?
Because they're right out of West Seattle, so they're there, except for when they come down here during our lunches.
I haven't had a chance to enjoy it.
So night times, it's in White Center, Monday through Friday.
Right by your place.
Yeah, so I can get that. Monday through Friday.
Dude.
There was a falafel one out there for a while.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's a falafel?
Stuff. It's ground up garbanzo beans formed into a ball, and then they roll it in egg. And
then what? Deep fry it or what's something?
That? Yeah, they deep fry it.
Oh.
It sounds tasty.
Like panko.
It's good.
Panko.
It's really good.
It's basically a ball of hummus deep fried.
Yeah, that wrecks
my stomach.
Doesn't
sound too bad.
Oh, it's actually really good. Yeah.
Not good.
Rev.
Well, no, I'm just saying that garbanzo. Like, I found out hummus is, well, I mean, go
bad
figure.
It's bad for you. It's good
it's
for
terrible.
It doesn't
for
clump
me.
In your intestines? Is that what you're saying?
No, he flushes it out very easily.
Yeah. Yeah, but try that pad thai from Tie You Up, man.
Gassy for.
I will next time I have a chance because it does look delicious.
Yeah.
But I see it, like, people kind of hover around the front of the food truck, and you don't know who's in line and who's not. It's like. Can we have a line?
And then people look annoyed if you ask them. Like,
what?
You
in line?
Yeah. You're like, are you in line? Or you're like, yes. Or something. You're just Seattle people.
Or like even like at the Classic, there's a beer garden for the hockey tournament in Spokane. And outside of the rink, there's a beer garden. You go in there. And there's like a group of like six people like hanging out right in front of the beer stand. And it's like, well, are you in line? Like, what the hell? So it's like, can you guys, like, get out of the way so the rest of us could get our damn beer?
Right.
Ooh, we want to get effed up. Yeah. Hey, I'll put a brick in your face.
I have an idea for next year's hockey challenge.
Oh, boy.
And maybe you guys already do this, because I know that there's tons and tons of kegs in your beer garden there.
Like, over 40.
Do you guys have, like, a celebration or a song or a cheer every time one goes down?
Oh, no.
There you go. That's a great idea for next year.
I'll let the Eagles Ice Arena people know that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, come up with like a little, just a stupid hockey song or something.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
You know, some Canadian, like Brian Adams, Summer of 69.
Jeez.
Wow.
Whatever one that is.
It'd be kind of cool.
Tragically hip.
Everybody realized, oh, man, we just knocked another one down.
That'd be awesome. Like a sing-along song, too.
Yeah.
Like it's Sweet Caroline.
It's just getting to the point where you're standing off to the side. Munson's just shooting into your own net just so everyone starts drinking.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun. All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I'm running late. 5 minutes past when I was supposed to leave.
Whoops.
That's okay. It was worth it. It's good to have Top Shelf back on the Mixcast.
Thank you for having me.
See you next time. Maybe.
As long as there's no Mexicans.
I don't know if we have any Mexicans coming in anytime soon. I think we're okay. Bring in the Mission Burritos, boys.
Yes.
It's safe to eat them.
Can you make tamales out of Mission Burritos, Caesar?
Oh, shots fired. But Augustine's grandma can. She can do anything. She puts her mind to it. I don't know. I saw some frozen tamales. I almost bought them, like, at the store.
Inferior to what we've had.
I was like, I can't even. It's not even possible. After Augustine's tamales, it's impossible.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
For all of us. Dude, I'm shocked I got through this podcast. Stay positive.